Yeah, I see a lot of changes. And frankly, I think they go hand in hand. I think as the country emerges and builds into its own sense of knowingness around its strengths and its weakness, I think there's this inner confidence that's come and is definitely shining through Indian cricket as well. The infrastructure, the roads that are being built, the grounds that are then being built on the back of that as well, the conversations around the economic development of the nation are in hand with the dominance of the cricketing landscape being, you know, so strongly occupied by BCCI. You know, so there's a lot of similarities, and one thing that has taken my eye though is the demise of Test cricket. Like, if there is a benchmark that I can remember, it was Sachin Tendulkar going over the line, scored the most runs ever in Test match cricket history. And we're at Mohali and there was no one at the ground. The busload of kids, you know, basically turned up when Sachin was about to break the record. But I just thought there is so much focus on the shorter versions of the game, in particular 2020 cricket, that it is worrying. And I think the game, BCCI has to control that as well, has to look at, as it goes into its next phase of playing 14 test matches in, you know, a handful of months now, it has to be responsible also for playing a good brand of test match cricket.